Once again, we have this overwhelming generosity of God. You know, as the church picks these readings, this is from Isaiah today, Isaiah 41, which is the second chapter in the second part of the book, right? 40 is the turning point. Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, O worm Jacob, O maggot Israel. He doesn't want us to think it's because, well, I was good when I was two, and that's why the Lord loves me. You know? He loved me before I was created. You see? I will help you, says the Lord. I will help you. Your Redeemer, that's your Goel. You know about the Goel, right? Nobody knows about the Goel. I'll bet I preached on it 50 times.
No way.
51. So I'm going to preach on it for the 51st time.
That will get it.
The Goel is a verb, Ga'al, which means to redeem in the sense of get somebody out of trouble. The male cousin closest to me would be my Ga'al, normally. If he doesn't want the job, somebody else will step in. Well, what is his job? Remember, we're dealing in an era when there's no police force. If I don't have a bunch of male relatives and friends, I'll get creamed. They'll steal my money, they'll take my house, and I can't stop them. I remember this, there were eight brothers, seven crooks and one real Christian. And they got their sister, the crooks, to marry this very wealthy boy. His mother was very wealthy. And he's the only child, and the father was dead. So this is a great way, you know, to have some money. So the boy took off. I mean, they married, and they were living together for a while, and he disappeared. Well, what an insult to the family. And so they met 120 males in one house, trying to figure out how they were going to find this guy and what they were going to do. They're going to kill him. These are Christians, of course. They're going to kill him. And one stood up. My friend Camille Shahadi. And he said, you are not going to kill him. It is against the law of God. You want to beat him up, you can beat him up. But you cannot kill him. It's against the law of God. You see? So all of these men were playing the role, misguided role, of Goelim. You know, our sister is abandoned by her husband. We've got to stick up for her. We've got to go find this guy and kill him. Well, the rest of the story. So that's the Goel part. Well, she was pregnant. In the midst of all of this, she gave birth to a boy. Everything's fine. A boy. So everything's fine. The young boy came back. They're married. They're doing fine. But I told you the story for the Goel part, you see. Now God says here, you see, I am your Goel. I'm the closest one to you. And I am committed to help you and get you out of trouble. I'm your Goel. That could be losing eternal life. And he comes to help us. Our Lord already did that on the cross. But he's our Goel. We're related to him. This is hard for us to get, isn't it? Moses at Mount Sinai had a bull killed, had two bowls of blood, remember? One he sprinkled on the people. The other he sprinkled on the book of the law. Now, you share the same blood. So you're blood relatives, you and God. It's hard for us. You know, we're always trying to please God, whoever he is. And you see what he's saying? Look, I'll help you. I'm your redeemer. I'll make you so tough, you'll be a threshing fledge, double-edged. You'll thresh the mountains and winnow them and so forth. The afflicted in the water and the needy seek water in vain. Their tongues are parched. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. They're my people. I am their Goel. Now, how do you think that starts then? When we share the same flesh and blood as the Son of God. We are relatives. Understand? We're relatives. If I go to him, he's got to help me out. We're relatives. I haven't called you servants. I call you friends. This is my body. Take it. Eat it. This is my blood. Take it. Drink it. We're relatives. God does all he can to win us over. Suppose I've been out drinking and murdering and carousing and all the rest. And all of a sudden, and I realize, oh, I'm in bad shape. If I get one glimmer that God is my relative, I'll go back to him and say, I need your help. I made a mess of my life. He say, okay, I'm your Goel. You see how what God does to win us over? I promise you, your land will be filled. And he goes and names all the trees. Acacia, myrtle, olive, cypress, plane tree, pine. To create in us this, oh my gosh, imagine the desert. If you've ever seen the desert, you know what I mean? All of a sudden the desert has pine trees, cypress, olive trees. It's a promise. I'm going to tell you an interesting little story of gentleness. Jordy and I were out yesterday. Oh, by the way, could I get anointed? I'm going to have a heart catheterization and maybe a stent tomorrow. And so, but I have to leave here at 5:30. So rather than gather you then, probably be better to do it today. Go, Eliam. No, I'm fine, but nevertheless. Well, so he must have put the keys down someplace. We scoured this house looking for these keys outside. Last night he was on his knees under the cards with a flashlight. Looking. And I was getting mad. That dope. What did he lose the keys for? You know? And the Lord said, don't you think like that. So I stopped thinking like that, and I prayed. And I said to Our Lady, it was her feast day, right? Find them, please. Well, Jordy called those really holy women down there in Florida, too, you know, the Mothers of the Cross. And this is a true story. I woke up. Now, if you saw how many keys I've got on this thing. Oh, I don't have it with me now. You know, it's a handful. You don't not notice that, you know. They were not in my pocket. And I woke up this morning still praying for this, you know, and praying for Jordy. And I reached down to put on my pants, and the keys were in the pocket. Now, that's just a delicate little, you know, yeah, I'll help you so you don't get mad at Jordy, and you don't, you know. but isn't that amazing? Now, I know that that's you know, that the angels did that. And I do suspect that the bad angels swiped him in the first place. They do stuff like that, you know. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in that. It's another sign of love. Okay, let's stand and pray.